After spending almost 9 months applying for grants from federal and state food assistance programs, Basalt Sunday Market manager Jimmy Dula has expanded what's known as SNAP, short for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. There are few healthy options for residents who are food insecure. Food banks often carry canned products or high-calorie, low-nutrition boxed items. Dula says even grocery store produce has often traveled so far before it hits the shelves that it is no longer at the height of nutrition.
Obesity is just as big of a problem as hunger is. We have a long way to go.
SNAP clients can check in at the market booth and use their EBT card, formerly known as food stamps, to trade program credits for market bucks. Vendors accept the market bucks in lieu of cash and are refunded the next week. Dula hopes that along with providing healthier food options to shoppers, the program will also increase sales for local farmers. Erin Cusio of Erin's Acres says she hasn't always had the means to include fresh produce in her grocery shopping. She is aware that farmers markets can be cost prohibitive and works to keep the prices of her own produce down.
My main objective in farming is to increase access to local food. And I don't feel like I'm increasing access by having prices that are out of the budget for a lot of people.
She says accepting SNAP credits is a great tool for creating that access. Dula says his next mission is to increase the diversity of the market and partner with organizations that can help with inclusion and transportation for those who need it.
The alternative food system has tended to create spaces of whiteness, and that's exactly what's happening at the Basalt Sunday Market. So are we creating a space that everyone feels welcome to come shop at? And I think that's our larger obstacle.
The market runs through the end of September. Next year, SNAP credits will be doubled. Patrons can trade one SNAP dollar for two market bucks. Allison Bektesh, Aspen Public Radio News.